Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
This is Thursday's My Thought in One Take, a part of the Ben Burnett Show empire.
Welcome into the Ben Burnett Show. This is My Thought in One Take. My guests today are GOP extraordinaire consultant Chip Lake and AJC state media writer, head political writer, Greg Bluestein. And did you like that I said state media?
State media. Wow, that's a new one.
Hey, the topic for today, which you two have know intimately based on, Greg, your book called Flipped, which I find really interesting. And Chip Lake was the campaign consultant and chief of staff for Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan. I want to ask both of you, because in my heart of hearts, I think that Jeff Duncan with GOP 2.0 is right. But I want to ask both of you how you feel based on what you see every day in your respective fields, if you think he is right or if you think that he totally missed the mark. Greg, we'll start with you.
Oh, I wanted Chip to go first. Look, in Georgia, we're seeing a lot of Republicans ready to move on from Donald Trump. He still might win the primary when he runs for president here. Who knows what will happen in 2024. But we know that when Trump-backed challengers have gone against not just incumbents like Governor Kemp and Attorney General Chris Carr and Insurance Commissioner John King, but also in these runoffs where there was no incumbent, these open seats like in the 10th District, in the 6th District, we know that voters rejected Trump's his picks for those seats. Does that mean that voters are going to move away from Trump? No. We're hearing from a lot of voters, I still love the former president, but I just don't think – I don't like how he's trying to interfere in Georgia races. We also know in Herschel Walker's case, you know, I can say it. Maybe Chip won't say it, but I can say it. He would have won the primary anyway, based on his high name recognition and this alliance he built, not just with Donald Trump's support, but also Mitch McConnell on the sort of mainstream, mainline Republican establishment here and in Washington. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of Republicans who say they want to move on who are certainly ready. Ben, you're one of them. But there's also still an affinity for Trump. There's still a 30% in our polls of voters who 20 to 30% who say that no matter what, they're riding with Trump. And
they're ride or die really Donald Trump homies.
Ride or die. I was going to say riding with Biden, but you can't really say that.
That's good, Chip. You should use that.
And in a contested primary with a couple candidates, that could be enough, you know, if you add on a couple points. And you know, there's a revulsion from not just Republicans, but a lot of independent voters to Joe Biden right now. His approval ratings are rock bottom in Georgia. 36% approval rating in Georgia in the last AJC poll out just a few days ago. So that will mean a lot of Republicans could still hold their nose, and even if they don't like him, and support him or his policies coming up. So I don't ever count Donald Trump out, even though there is a strong sentiment for this whole, like, move on, make the GOP 2.0 movement happen.
Chip?
Yeah, look, there's no easy button on this. Now we're a swing state, now that we're a purple state, there's no easy button to say, well, the GOP 2.0 people are right or the Trump people are right. When you look at data and you look what happened in November of 2018 and you look what happened in January of 2019, I mean, David Perdue got 80,000 more votes than John Ossoff 9 weeks earlier, right? I mean, the reason he didn't win his election and that Kelly didn't win her election is because there were people that voted for them in November that did not come back and vote for them in January. And so if you're strictly looking at the numbers on this, we need people who like Donald Trump to go and vote for us in November, and we need people who are critical of Donald Trump to go out and vote for us in November. And so I don't know that it's a zero-sum game with these two factions, and there's certainly more than two factions in this discussion. But I also think messenger is very important, and you can have a great idea and you can have the best message in the world, but if you're the wrong messenger for it, it's not going to work. And I've been very outspoken. And I just think Jeff Duncan's the wrong messenger for that, right? I mean, you know, when he was asked to ride in the beast when Trump was president, you know, and asked to go to the vice president's house and, you know, do videos on social media and repost, he was all for that. But, you know, then Donald Trump's going out the door. All of a sudden, Jeff Duncan decides, hey, I got a new opportunity here, because we've talked about this on previous podcasts, too. He really doesn't like the job of lieutenant governor, and I think he privately would tell you that. So I think it was a way for him to try to remain relevant as he's kind of heading outside the door. And what better way to remain relevant than to have one of your life coaches ghost write a book and get a publisher for it? So.
Oh, man.
Ouch.
This is so the fact remains that GOP 2.0 policy over politics is something that people like me like to hear because I'm idealistic, and it's not very, and it's not based in actuality. Is that what I'm hearing from you, Greg Bluestein?
Well, you heard it from Chip. one point I want to make too is that even when you have these candidates who didn't get Trump's endorsement but still won, it's not like Chris Carr's running away from Donald Trump, right? Trump's hold on the Republican Party is still pretty solid, right? And we're seeing poll after poll after poll that show that, you know, more voters are, you know, ready to not talk about the 2020 election fraud lies and those issues for sure. But at the same time, you know, we're not seeing Jeff Duncan is sort of an anomaly. He's not running for re-election, so he's out there saying, we need to move on from Donald Trump. It's over. You're not hearing that from Governor Kemp.
Would you?
I mean, what you're hearing from Governor Kemp is he won't say a single bad word about Donald Trump. So that I think that tells you everything.
Well, if Jeff Duncan had run in May, would he have won, Greg?
Ooh, that's a good question. Chip will have a better answer than me, but we
talk about that down the road.
Yeah, but we saw incumbents up and down the line do very, very well, especially in what we consider the down-ticket races that didn't get as much attention. And frankly, the LG's race, you know, it pales in comparison to the governor's race and the Senate races that get the lion's share of attention. So he might have had a really good shot based on that I next to his name and based on the fact that we weren't sure if he would have a formidable contender against him. Butch Miller would not have run. And I don't know about Burt. Burt was thinking about running for U.S. Senate as well. Obviously, he picked LG. But who knows if, I mean, someone smarter than me tell me if Burt would have run for LG. Well,
I was trying to talk him into it, Greg, but I don't know that I quite had him there yet, right? So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Jeff announced so early in the cycle that he wasn't going to run. It never got to the point where, you know, Burt had to make a decision one way or another. But make no mistake about it, I was trying to work him as hard as I could to get him to agree to do that. And then it ended up working itself out because Jeff announced he wasn't going to run again, and then, you know, it created an open seat, and Bert ended up running and winning. But my hope is that he would have won, and it would have been Ben and I talked about it earlier, and it'll be on another podcast, but it would have been interesting to see what would have happened under that scenario.
Well, this has been My Thought in One Take. Chip Lake, Greg Bluestein, thanks.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest Texas family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. An easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.